Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, May the 3rd, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cookin' with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of beef and butt rub for pork and Acadiana steak rub and seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. For the second time in over a year, a busy portion of Interstate 95 in Connecticut has been shut down. What President Trump plans to do when he's back in the White House. CDC finds evidence COVID-19 vaccines caused deaths. What to do about National Public Radio's slant to the left. And North Carolina child says she hears monsters in the wall, and guess what it turns out to be. For the second time in just over a year, a busy portion of Interstate 95 in Connecticut has been shut down, and that may be the case for days after a tractor-trailer carrying thousands of gallons of gasoline exploded in a massive inferno Tuesday morning in Norwalk. If you've been listening to the station for any length of time, the following report will come as no surprise to you. CDC officials have found evidence, published this time, that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines caused multiple deaths before claiming that there was no evidence linking the vaccines to any deaths. CDC employees worked to track down information on reported post-vaccination deaths and learned that myocarditis, or heart inflammation, a confirmed side effect for the vaccines, was listed on death certificates and autopsies. In an in-depth interview with Time magazine, President Donald Trump laid out his agenda for a second term in the White House. At the top of his list are plans to initiate a vast deportation operation, citing unsustainable numbers of illegal immigrants. He plans to use local law enforcement as well as the National Guard. The Republican-led House Energy and Commerce Committee has called on National Public Radio President and CEO Catherine Maher to appear before Congress and address questions about the broadcaster's alleged ideological bias and slanted coverage. Now, former senior NPR editor Yuri Berliner published an op-ed in the Free Press alleging an increasing leftward political tilt in recent years. Open-minded when taking in taxpayer dollars, this open-mindedness is not in the station's coverage, according to Berliner. Our quote of the day, without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. The gift of grace increases as the struggle increases. Saint Rose of Lima. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
If you're on a quest to make the perfect steak, then you need the perfect steak seasoning for that. And my Acadiana steak seasoning is the perfect choice because unlike many off-the-shelf rubs, Acadiana is nearly salt-free, so you control the quantity of salt to your taste. For steaks, I like to use a healthy dose of very coarse grind kosher salt, and I heavily season both sides to make a blackened sear. Acadiana is also great on seafood and veggies, too. Pick up a bag or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Alexander I, who was pope from about 107 to 115. Saint Alexander was a Roman and is said to have been a student of Pliny the Younger. Little is known about Alexander, although legends say he converted his jailer, Saint Quirinus, and his daughter, Saint Balbina. Alexander is also supposed to have introduced the custom of blessing houses with salt and water, although modern scholars say this is a pagan custom. He's also supposed to have introduced the commemoration of the Last Supper into the Mass, although scholars say this is an anachronism. The story he was beheaded under Trajan or Hadrian is thought to be confused with a martyr named Alexander. At any rate, Alexander I, Pope, we remember today. A mother has gone viral on TikTok after she revealed her little girl's complaint about hearing monsters inside her walls. It turned out to be nothing more than a swarm of bees. They apparently got in through a small opening in the attic. 3 weeks ago, we saw some bees flying around at the top of our attic vent, but nothing to be alarmed about. Ashley Massis, class of North Carolina, told Fox News Digital via TikTok Messenger. Class said she called pest control and later beekeepers to try to determine how the insects were able to get inside. She said that getting the bees removed from her home was something else. The removal process had been quite extensive because of all the honeycomb It had honey in it. And when the honey drips out, it gets into the floorboards, and with a 100-year-old house, it got into each individual plank. The beekeeper removed more than 100 pounds of honey and honeycomb from the wall. And TikTok video users were commenting, at least 1,400 comments, "I would rather honestly have monsters in the wall than 50K bees." Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.